He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the September 27th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. We'll find out if anybody's listening today. We've got something going on in the Senate today that I'm sure a lot of people are listening to. You know what? You can watch the highlights later. Look at this market today. This is nice start to the market. The NASDAQ is up 64 points. That's 0.8%. The NASDAQ is closing in on a new all-time high once again, 8,053. Over at the Dow, not quite the burst out of the gate that the NASDAQ is experiencing. The Dow is up 69 points, puts it at 26,454. The S&P 500 is up 12.5. That puts it at 29,18 as it closes in on 3,000. The Russell 2000 up 3 points. A meager 3 points today at $16.94. Crude oil is up 30 cents to $71.87. Gold down $10 per ounce to $11.88. Silver down 16 cents to $14.23 per ounce. The euro is flat. The dollar is quiet today after a big day yesterday, of course, with the Fed announcement. And how is the bond market reacting to that Fed announcement of a quarter point rate hike yesterday? Well, the 10-year yield down a little bit at 3.06 today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting once again today from New Orleans. We'll be moving on here later this morning as we make our way east to Charleston, South Carolina. We have how did the market react yesterday to the Fed's rate hike? You know, the market was having an okay day on Wednesday leading up to the Fed rate hike or the Fed announcement. We already knew it was going to be another quarter of a point rate hike, 25 basis points. The Federal Open Markets Committee did boost the Fed funds rate by 25 basis points as expected to a range of 2.0 to 2.25. making it the third interest rate hike this year. Most people are now expecting a fourth rate hike, which would be a full 100 basis points for the year 2018. The Fed statement also took out, now here's where the market kind of went on a little tailspin when they took out the accommodative language. Just changing a few words here or there, taking a more hawkish tone. And of course, President Trump not happy with the rate hike, but it's his guy in there running the Fed now. The 10-year Treasury, after the news, went down about 3 basis points. We started the day yesterday at about 3.10, and by the end of the day, we were at 3.07. The S&P also sold off. The Dow sold off after the rate hike was announced, and after that accommodative language was removed. And the Fed also continues to see the economic outlook as roughly balanced right now. Well, for the longer run, the FOMC now sees the Fed funds rate at 3% in its June projection. Yeah, remember last week, We had Jeffrey Gundlach of Double Line Bond Funds, Double Line Total Return Bond Fund, who's kind of the new kid on the block, replacing Bill Gross as the bond king. He says that we'll be at 6% with the 10-year treasury by the next election, which is just 2 years out now. I think that's a wacky prediction, but I think somewhere between 3 and 6, maybe midway through there by the next election, would be more likely, 4 to 5%, somewhere in there. No matter what, the bond market is in a bear market, just as I said it would be. It went nowhere last year. It's down about 5% so far this year. And people say, well, I'm still getting my yield from my bonds. What do I care? Well, if you lost 5% in capital and you're getting 4 or 5% yield, let's say, in corporate bonds, which are actually down more than 5% this year, that's, you may as well have your money in a pillow, right? There's no risk there other than inflation. But you have tremendous interest rate risk, especially if Jeffrey Gundlach is right. I mean, after all, the guy is knee-deep, neck-deep in the water every day of the bond market, and he sees substantially higher rates 2 years down the road. But my industry, the financial service industry, and they know who they are. They have taught their money managers, or call them wealth managers, the old MPT, modern portfolio theory of, you know what, we want to spread things out. We don't care if the bond market's in a bear market. We don't care if the stock market's in a bear market. You run with those asset allocations. And I am not an MPT theorist or follower in the least. I believe in going, looking outside the window at the world, where things are. Stocks follow earnings. Bonds follow interest rates. It's simple as that. Well, global stocks, and they had kind of a rough session overnight on the Fed's rate hike. Japan down 1%. Hong Kong down about 0.5%. The Shanghai composite down 0.5%. Of course, we're still fighting with them over tariffs and whatnot. That needs to be resolved. But the global market's a little bit worried about the impact of a rate hike on the U.S. economy, which is the economy that leads the world. It absolutely can be said that as the U.S. economy goes, so goes the rest of the world. Now, this year, it's a little bit different because of the tariffs. The U.S. economy continues to boom. Our stock market continues to boom, but the emerging markets are in a bear market. China is in a bear market because of another factor involved in the equation right now of a trade war. They are definitely taking the brunt of that. Emerging markets are underwater this year, severely underwater. China is severely underwater in a bear market right now. Their economy is slipping, and yet our economy is accelerating, and our market continues to hit new highs. Well, what else do we have? Here's what the reaction I saw yesterday to the Fed announcement. The 10-year Treasury, it tested its May high and backed off. That high is right around, resistance on the 10-year Treasury is right around 3.10. If it breaks through that, then there is not any resistance. It will have broke through that May high and could rise quite a bit more up into the 3.25% range. I told you yesterday that the 30-year mortgage is now at 4.97, closing in on 5%. That's put a little bit of a chill. There's a fall chill in the air in the real estate industry right now. And if the 10-year Treasury were to break through that 3.10, that would be a very bullish breakout on interest rates. Now, it's true that bonds follow interest rates, but they have an inverse relationship. So if you have a bullish breakout on interest rates, you'll have a bearish breakdown again in the bond market. I'm a radical. I have zero exposure to the bond market. I've been out of the bond market completely in my income fund for the last year and a half or so. I believe the bond market will continue in its bear market. It will only get worse. More fallout from yesterday's Fed rate hike when we get back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the best stocks now. We'll get to them. Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it was a pretty seminal event in the market yesterday with another quarter point rate hike. We got to finish talking about that and the fallout thereof from it. Obviously, anything that's interest rate sensitive is in harm's way. And I would be very careful with real estate investment trusts, utilities, which are bond proxies, and absolutely the bond market, which, you know, many people, older people, have a large percentage of their assets exposed to the bond market, which has not seen a bear market for several decades. Remember when interest rates were 16, 17%? They went clear down to 1.25% at that point. Alan Greenspan said interest rates are hitting a 5,000-year low. Well, I knew Alan Greenspan was old and had been around a long time, but 5,000 years? He found some cuneiform in Egypt that had the interest rates 5,000 years ago. Well, when they hit that 5,000-year low, that was a watershed moment, to say the least, and interest rates have been rising ever since, and they have a lot further to go towards normalization. We had a Fed that kept them artificially low for a number of years, which has not happened before, and now we will see how it ends. I just say get off the railroad tracks, out of harm's way in the bond market. Now, you're going to hold the bonds to maturity, but very few people do that. Most people own the bonds in bond funds and bond mutual funds, which are highly sensitive to rising interest rates. So, look, it's up to you. If someone said to you back in 2008, there's a bear market coming in the stock market, get off the tracks, would that have been beneficial at that time? Well, there will be another bear market in the stock market. It's not out there yet, but it's out there somewhere. And there will be a time when it won't make sense to have much exposure to the stock market. But right now, I've been telling you for the last year that there's a bear market coming, and it's already here in the bond market. And it's up to you as to whether or not you want to continue to stay on the railroad tracks. But I know, look, my industry has preached this asset allocation message for years. It's been the dumbing down of the financial service industry as far as I'm concerned. And I think getting the asset allocation right to begin with is two-thirds of the battle, right? Getting the asset allocation, maybe three-fourths, maybe 90% of the battle. There's only one asset class that's working here in 2018. And that's the one where if you want any returns at all, it's coming from U.S. stocks, which is where I'm parked right now. But I don't park indefinitely in one spot and don't move. I open the curtains every day. I look outside. I read the news. And I adjust my asset allocation accordingly. And I let my Best Stocks Now app help me do that. Well, we also saw the bond yield in the UK hit a two-year high. Okay, a rising tide lifts all boats. It seems to be doing that. German and Japanese yields, even though they're dirt cheap, it was not that long ago that you had negative interest rates in Germany and in Japan. Well, they're not negative anymore. They're barely positive. But they, too, have a long ways to rise over the next several years. And normally speaking, a modern portfolio theorist and practitioner would include international bonds, emerging market bonds, sovereign debt in your asset allocation. No thanks. Not with interest rates where they're at right now and where they're headed over the next several years. No thanks. I don't want to stand in front of that freight train either. Well, this all supports the trend towards higher global yields. And in simplest terms, bonds follow interest rates. They have an inverse relationship. Stocks follow earnings. So we continue to look for S&P 500 earnings, which have been rising since 2009. That's why, that's the major reason that the market has been rising. But the stocks also follow earnings expectations. And that's where I really focus a lot of my attention, watching those expectations and the directions of those expectations. Well, anyways, the stock market did sell off yesterday after the announcement. But so far, so good here today. The financials really sold off yesterday. I'm not sure why. They're blaming lower expectations for economic growth down the road. That was also in the Fed's announcement. Maybe the culprit for the decline. Well, that just comes with the territory. Eventually, we will have economic growth starting to slow down. It will happen at some point in time. That's why I always have my ear to the ground, my binoculars out, looking at individual stocks, looking at individual sectors, and looking at the overall health of earnings expectations for the S&P 500. So far, out there on the horizon, there is no sign of a slowdown. We've had Jamie Dimon say we're in the sixth inning of a nine-inning game as far as this current economic expansion, which is a record expansion in length right now. Every day the economy expands, we're adding another day to that record expansion. Well, we still have trade issues out there. That's holding the market back, obviously, particularly the emerging markets and the Chinese market. Now we're talking with Japan. Japan has agreed to trade talks. And President Trump has said because they have agreed to start trade talks, of course, him and Prime Minister Abe were talking in smoke-filled rooms, you know, there at the UN meeting this past week, Japan will avoid U.S. auto tariffs for now. Can you imagine the leverage we have over Japan? If you're on the freeway right now, if you're in your car, just look around. How many Japanese cars are around you? Lexus, Toyota, Nissans, Mitsubishis, on and on and on. I remember the Japanese car invasion. It's about the time I was in high school, a sophomore in high school. I wasn't attending drinking parties at that time. I never attended a drinking party. I don't attend drinking parties today. But I do remember the oil embargo, number one. Boy, I remember standing in line, waiting in line to get gasoline on my day, odd or even. And I remember those first Datsun pickups. Datsun pickups that came. Those little mini trucks that started to invade America. Imagine the leverage we have over Japan if we were to start putting tariffs on Nissans and Lexuses and Toyotas and Mitsubishis, etc. So that obviously will be upcoming talks for our trade negotiators, probably the busiest guys in Washington right now besides the U.S. Senate. GDP growth. All right. What's the current state of the economy? Is there any sign of a slowdown? Where are the best stocks now? Well, as a fishing guide on these waters every day, I'll try to point you in the right direction when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we will be in Atlanta on the week of October 23rd through 25th. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter where we were last year. My planner and I and team will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And as I've said before, if you have soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear that aren't growing anymore, you need to see us. If you're in a bland or mediocre asset allocation or have a big smack dab of bonds in your portfolio, you need to see us. Go to our website at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, to reserve an appointment or a seat at the workshop. Or you can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. I'm looking forward to the Atlanta trip. We were in Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul. We had a great trip there. I can't wait to return there. And then we will be back to Sarasota. We'll be over to Scottsdale with a couple of speaking engagements, and then up to Seattle and over to Hawaii. And I don't know where next, you know. I just have fun doing what I do, and I love talking with people. And I love bringing my Best Stocks Now message to the folks, because I sure see a lot of mediocrity out there in my industry. I don't make any guarantees. You can get my newsletter every week. People say, well, how are your portfolios doing this year? It's printed every week in my newsletter. They're doing very well. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com, and you can get a couple weeks of the client newsletter, which also goes out to my live trading subscribers. Well, okay, let's take a look here. A few other news items that I need to clean up here. Well, this is not a small one. Quarter two GDP growth, final numbers, 4.2%. And of course, the earnings picture in Q2 of this year, it was the strongest earnings growth for corporate America since 2010. Earnings were up 25% for the S&P 500 year over year. Unbelievable. And this quarter that we're currently in, which ends tomorrow, by the way. Oh, yeah. Life goes on, doesn't it? It just keeps moving forward. It doesn't go backwards. Tomorrow's the end of the third quarter of 2018, believe it or not. And on Monday, we begin the final quarter of the year, and we start looking forward to Christmas shopping. Well, the second quarter, we had GDP growth of 4.2% and S&P earnings growth of 25%. Sales growth was about 8 or 9%. This quarter that is going to end tomorrow, we're expecting another 20% growth year over year versus this same quarter last year of 20%. Well, jobless claims up a little bit this week, but I wouldn't say there's a sign of a recession out there. When we look at the jobs market, everywhere we go, we see help wanted signs everywhere. The vast majority of restaurants, drug stores, retail stores, clothing stores have help wanted signs on the window. We were in Minnesota. We talked to a lot of people in the construction industry. They can't get enough help. And eventually this will put upwards pressure on wages. It's already starting. Darden Restaurants warned of that. They're already seeing it in their industry, as their restaurants are doing very well right now. They just put up a powerful earnings report recently, which I think gets at the heartbeat of America. We saw it at Walmart. We saw it at America's Car Mart, putting up record earnings, record growth. And again, I think that's the heartbeat of America. These are bellwether stocks, very good boots on the ground measurements of the U.S. economy and the strength thereof. Jobless claims, 214K. We get that every Thursday. That's a little higher than we've had recently. I would say maybe some of that North Carolina issue maybe weighed into this. But while that was happening, durable goods orders see a sharp rise in August. Wonder how many durable goods were destroyed in poor North Carolina during Hurricane Florence. August durable goods plus 4.5% versus 0.9% expected. That's a huge, huge move. A few companies reporting earnings here today. Carnival Cruise Lines not doing well. I don't own that stock. Carnival is down 7.2% this morning, even though they beat earnings by 4 cents. They beat on revenues. The market doesn't like the forward guidance. And CCL, a $45 billion market cap company headquartered in Miami, Florida, the cruise ship capital of the world. Carnival also pays a dividend yield of 3.2%. Big, fat, juicy dividend there, but the market not liking their report today, down 7% so far today. Bed Bath & Beyond, which has been on a downwards track. You say, well, Gunnarsson, you're saying the economy is strong. How come Carnival and Bed Bath & Beyond are getting beaten up today? Well, Bed Bath & Beyond has been getting beaten up for years now. Bed Bath & Beyond is becoming the new Sears. That's not good. It's becoming the new JCPenney's. That's not good. This has been a graveyard. Home goods, remember linens and things and others like it, they're not around anymore. The only survivor, I would say it's two of the worst industries to invest in, home goods, number one, sporting goods, number one. There's only one sporting good chain left, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods. All the others have gone away, and Dick's is in trouble. And now Bed Bath & Beyond getting slaughtered, down 22%, clear down to $14.66. This is now a $2 billion stock. This was a $12 billion stock not that long ago. This is not indicative of the strength of the consumer or the weakness of the consumer. This is a problem, a structural problem, I would say, the Amazon effect. And I would say that very few people, you know, going to Bed Bath & Beyond, they continue to lose customers as they go to Walmart, Target, Amazon, and they are on the wrong side of the street. Yet the value investors would step forward here and say, well, gee, you've got a P.E. ratio of 7 right now, single-digit P.E. ratio on Bed Bath & Beyond. How can you pass that up? You've got a 4.1% dividend yield on this Union, New Jersey company that operates 1,552 Bed Bath & Beyonds. I've been in Bed Bath & Beyond many times. I get my SodaStream supplies there so I can mix up my magic elixir in the morning of Diet Mountain Dew, which gets me through the day. The green goo, Bed Bath & Beyond down 22%. Not a good stock. Value, you could say, yeah, there's value there, but the earnings growth, if stocks follow earnings, simple equation, simple rule, the growth rate of Bed Bath & Beyond's earnings over the last 5 years has been negative 10% per year. By contrast, Amazon's earnings growth over the last 5 years has been plus 99%. Per year. Take your pick. Minus 10 plus 99. Big difference. And of course, it goes right through to the performance of the stock. Man, we're going to get to a good one here. I promise. We've got to go through the bad ones. I spoil you here with good stocks, but I have to throw in some bad ones. ConAgra. Earnings growth over the last 5 years, minus 4%. You're not going to get capital appreciation out of a stock that is shrinking their earnings by 4% per year. This Chicago, Illinois company, which is a $13.3 billion company, you say, how can you pass up this juicy dividend of 2.5%? Easy. There's no earnings growth. I don't care if it's a dividend achiever or not. I want growth and income. ConAgra may have some income coming your way, but the growth is negative and the stock is down 6%. All right. Save the last quarter for the best stocks now. Try to mention a couple of them here. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we finally get to some Best Stocks Now after talking about some soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. Look, times change. Technology changes. Consumers change. Companies go in and out of favor. Companies die as new disruptors come along. JCPenney, Sears, at one time were Best Stocks Now, leading stocks in the market, Bed Bath & Beyond. But their days are behind them. And there's other companies that are now carrying the torch, leading the pack. One of those would be, well, we've got Intuit today reaffirming guidance ahead of today's Investor Day. Was Intuit a disruptor? I think if you asked any CPA, Intuit was a disruptor. San Diego Connections, Intuit. TurboTax, Intuit. QuickBooks, Intuit. Pinching the CPA bookkeeper space. In my industry, the discount brokers were a big disruptor to an old boy network, a good old boy network, where you would charge. Now, I wasn't in this part of the industry. Just at the very beginning when I got in the industry, I saw the $150 commissions, $250 commissions just to place the trade for somebody, for heaven's sakes. And then the discount brokers came along. Well, Intuit came along. And Intuit continues to be a disruptor as they spread their tentacles into now payment, wage processing and whatnot. Intuit is now a $57 billion company. Intuit also went to a subscription model as opposed to you pay every month for the new one or every year for the upgrade. Adobe has done the same thing, gone to a subscription model with Photoshop and all their other suite of software. Microsoft has gone to a subscription model. It's nice to have that recurring revenue. Intuit has been growing by 12% per year over the last 5 years and has grown to be a $57 billion company. And they do pay a little bit of a dividend, so it could qualify for a growth and income stock. And in fact, I own this stock in my growth and income portfolio. Their most recent quarter that Intuit reported, their earnings were up 60% and their sales were up 17%. And in the Best Stocks Now app, beststocksnowapp.com, which ranks 5,100 stocks based on valuation and momentum. You see, you could make an argument for Bed Bath & Beyond's valuation, but the performance and the momentum is backwards. All right, takes it out of the running. Intuit not only can be justified from a, in fact, my five-year valuation on Intuit is $325. It's currently trading at $222. And from a performance point of view, this is an A performance stock. Over the last 10 years, Intuit has delivered to its investors 22.5% per year. Take that, Jeffrey Immel, the GE. And over the last 12 months, Intuit's up 55%. Intuit is currently ranked at number 94 out of 5,051 that are getting a rank today. And I currently own Intuit in my growth and income portfolio. But they are in the news today. They're reaffirming guidance ahead of their investor day today. Give you two more here before it's time to bid adieu. We have Visa also. They're getting an upgrade today. BMO Capital is confident on Visa and MasterCard. I like them both. Visa has been growing its earnings by 17% per year over the last 5 years. Visa's hitting a new high today. It has a relative strength of 89 on a scale of 0 to 99. It pays a little dividend yield, 0.6%. Visa, one of the most successful IPOs of all time. This stock came public in the low teens, and now it's $150 per share, and it's become a $305 billion company. And the last one I'll mention is Salesforce. Oppenheimer raises, these are all large caps that I'm talking about today. Large caps are coming back into favor. Of course, these three stocks have been moving right along despite the favoritism a little bit towards small caps this year. Oppenheimer raises its Salesforce target on bookings momentum. They raise their target price to $180. Salesforce is currently trading at $160. I have a five-year target price much higher than that. I own Salesforce in my premier growth portfolio where you won't find Bed Bath & Beyond. You won't find ConAgra. You won't find IBM or Johnson & Johnson or any of the others that a lot of the big brokerage firms like to peddle. No, we look for the best stocks now. And in a premier growth portfolio, large cap, Salesforce is $121 billion. I look at it every day, their earnings forecast, the news on the company, the chart of the stock. It's hitting a new all-time high today. Salesforce is currently ranked at number 94 overall based on performance and valuation out of 5,051. Where does your stock rank? Where do your stocks rank, or your mutual funds, or your ETFs? You can look that up on the Best Stocks Now app. Go to www.beststocksnowapp.com. Well, if you'd like to talk to us, we are a little bit different, a little bit different wealth manager than the vast majority of my industry, which has gone towards the MPT, asset allocation, software spit out an asset allocation model. We don't do that. I like to go to the assets that are doing best in today's environment, which is a rising interest rate environment and a rising earnings environment. Begin with the newsletter. Go to GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. And by the way, have a great day, everybody, all right?
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.